I'm not going to lie. I do feel a little bit naked right now. I don't have my chair because Willow was sleeping in it, and I don't want to disrupt her sleep. That would be so rude. Even though I want to explain to her, Willow, like, this chair is, like, a really important, like, aspect of my brand. But it's fine. Wow, welcome back. Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. I am your host, Kira Graves, and it is lovely to see you. Thank you for being patient on my little hiatus. Again, I had another little hiatus. You guys, my life has been insane lately. Like, the amount of changes going on, it was unprecedented. Wow, that was a big word. I feel like a congressman. Overall, like I said, there's been a lot of changes in my life. One of them being a massive friendship breakup kind of realization. Someone that I was really close with, I realized their true colors. And so, yeah, that happened. My dad had surgery. And also, I'm leaving my management and going on to another management company for social media, which is very exciting. So I feel like a lot of things are changing, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the other episode, like the last solo episode I did, that this was a massive time of change in not only my life, but I think a lot of people around the globe. Maybe you relate to this, maybe you don't, but I almost feel like right now we've been told, okay, by the universe, we've been told by multiple situations and kind of being like, how are you going to respond to these situations? Your life will play out differently depending on which path you decide to take, which decision you decide to make when this obstacle or situation presents itself. So I've been, throughout all of these obstacles, I've been choosing myself again and again and again. And it feels really fucking good because, you know, I've always been a people pleaser. I've always thought about other people before myself. And in doing so, I sacrifice my own well-being and my own needs. And I realized that that was toxic towards myself. So I'm healing my, like, people-pleasing energy, and it feels really good. I'm starting to say no to things that I don't actually want to do, and yes to big opportunities. It's really, really fucking hard to get out of that people-pleasing mindset, but there came to a point when I just couldn't stand it any longer. I literally couldn't take it. I'm like, why? Like, being a people pleaser feels like I'm living my life for someone else. And I know where it stems from. It stems from, well, at least in my situation, I think everyone has, like, a different, like, way that this played out in their childhood. But for me, it was like I had to be the perfect child for everyone. And there was a lot of pressure put on me, and if I didn't do perfect and if I didn't do an amazing job, I wouldn't get my needs met. So I had to be, like, the ultimate perfectionist, ultimate overachiever. That's kind of how I was, like, hardwired. And now I'm in my 20s and I'm like, am I doing this for other people? Am I pushing myself past my limits for other people so that I feel satisfied when other people are satisfied with me? Is that what we're doing out here? I had to really do a lot of reflecting. These changes I've been making for myself have been honestly very scary, because what I feel like is happening, and I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I feel like my whole entire reality is shifting from the way it used to be. Like, my life, it's like I have new glasses on. I see everything from a different perspective. My life, how it was 5 years ago, my emotions, my default state, everything's different. I'm reinventing, like, how I want to feel And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, when we're trying to heal and trying to create a new reality for ourselves, the thing that really matters is changing how we feel on a day-to-day basis, right? Like, I've always been the type that, again, overachieves and, like, places my value on what I can do and what I can achieve. And I lived that way for a long time. But eventually, I just felt so fucking burnt out because, one, I wasn't listening to my intuition when it told me to stop and slow down and rest. And two, when I would achieve the goals that I wanted to achieve, I still felt empty inside. I still felt shitty. Like, it didn't change. It didn't make my life better. I think we always think that, like, achieving our goals is going to make our life better. And, like, of course, it's the cherry on top. But, girl, it's all about the journey. It's all about the journey. There's, like, a Miley Cyrus quote where she talks about the journey. I can't think of it now. But it's the climb. It's the climb, okay? It wouldn't be the same journey if you just took an elevator up to the top of the mountain. Let's visualize we're climbing a mountain, okay? Use Miley Cyrus as the climb. Is it really worth it to just take an elevator to the top? You'd be missing the whole journey of, you know, feeling exhausted, maybe feeling energized, maybe singing along the way. Maybe you saw a beautiful flower. Maybe you came across an animal in the forest. Maybe you learned something about yourself. Maybe you learned that you're stronger than you think. It's all about the in-between. And then once you finally do make it to your goal, it feels like natural. When I was learning from my mentor, Wendy Braun, one of the main things she said about manifesting your goals is act like you already have it. Live your life as if you are already that future version of you that you want to become. This is, like, such a quick way to get there in your mind first, because we create everything in our mind first, right? This is a rant. I don't know where I'm going with this, but, like, it's just spewing out of my mouth. Everything is created in the mind first, and then the external reality will always reflect what was always in the mind first. So if you can visualize, like, how do I want to feel on a daily basis? Like, how am I feeling now? And how would I like that to be different in the future? Maybe I want to feel more relaxed during the day. Maybe I want to be more present in my life. Maybe I want to fully feel like I'm living every moment of my life. Maybe I want to feel like what I'm doing is enough. And I don't always have to be striving and striving and reaching for those goals. Maybe I want to feel just content with myself. Maybe I want to have more compassion towards myself. Maybe I don't want to feel as turbulent when changes in my life happen, when shifts occur. Maybe I want to feel like I'm on stable ground when changes occur. Imagine what that would feel like on a day-to-day basis, waking up and already having that mood. What if you have a good mood every fucking day? What if you're in a great mood? Okay, like, ideally, you know, this isn't probably how it's going to happen because life is always fluctuating like this, but what if your most natural state is a good mood? Imagine that. I think a lot of people just are trying to get through the day and trying to survive. Like, that was me for the longest time. It's just like, can I get through the day without having a total mental breakdown? Can I get up and you know, brush my teeth today? Can I go and drink a glass of water today? Like, maybe you don't want to just be surviving. Let me preface this, though, and say that if you are feeling like you're just surviving right now, that is so fucking valid. And my heart is there with you because I know that feeling. I've been there, okay? But sitting here, I want to tell you that you don't always have to feel like this. You can be thriving in your life. You can go from surviving to thriving. I've done it, so why can't you? I'm here as a living example to tell you that I've most likely been in your shoes, maybe not experiencing the exact same thing, but I've felt those deep feelings of worthlessness and feeling like my presence doesn't matter on this earth, to being like so confident and empowered today through, you know, hard work and dedication to myself. I have done that for myself, and I truly, truly believe you can do that for yourself too. There's a lot of talk about going from the old world into the new world. And if you're on kind of TikTok and in the spiritual niche already, you see a lot of that stuff on your For You page, then you might know what I'm talking about. The world, the earth, and the mindsets on the earth are splitting into two. There's very drastic low vibrational energy and very drastic high vibrational energy. And this is something that's happening all over the planet right now. I can feel it. It's happening on an individual level, and it's also happening in the collective consciousness. So now more than ever, Spirit is calling us to choose. Do we want to be in this high vibrational heaven on earth? Or do we want to be stuck in the hell on earth? Because, you know, it's so funny. Like, so I come from a Catholic background, and they always talked about you have to be so good. You have to do this and this and this and this, and don't do this, and don't be gay, and don't have sex before marriage, and don't have an abortion, and all these things. And then you'll reach heaven. They gave us like a guideline of like, this is how you reach heaven. But what does heaven even mean? What does it mean? And why are we wasting our life now not feeling good to get someplace that feels better, even though it doesn't make any sense that these things would make us feel better? Like not having sex. I want to have sex. I want to fucking feel great. Like, why is that leading us to heaven? Why is abstaining? Why is being straight and like not being gay going to heaven? It just doesn't make any sense. And if you're religious, like all the power to you. I don't know why you'd be watching this podcast if you are, but if you are, like I have no judgment towards religious people in general. It doesn't work for me though. It just doesn't work for me because I don't see the logic in it. So here's my theory on like heaven and hell. I believe we can create our own heaven and our own hell on this earth plane right now. This doesn't happen once we die. Once we die, I truly feel like we're in bliss. We're up in the ether. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. I don't know if we go directly into another life or like if we're just like floating in space. I don't know. But all we know about is this current reality. And we do know that we can change our reality based on our thoughts and our mindset, right? So with that in mind, we can create heaven. We can create the best possible life for us. And I don't know about you, but that's what I'm trying to do. I'm on the path to creating my own personal heaven. And this could mean, you know, so many different things. And I think it's totally dependent on what you want and what I want and what he wants and what she wants and what they want in their life. But yeah, I do believe that we can create our own heaven and we can create our own hell. And I also think that the people we surround ourselves with can also help create that heaven or that hell. Hold on. I'm getting somewhere with this. If we surround ourselves with people who make us feel like we're in a heavenly state, then that's how you know that person is aligned with you. If you have someone in your life, however, that makes your life a living hell, you're already living in the hell. And you're helping yourself live in the hell by staying with or associating with this person that's bringing you down. You know the saying, you can know a person based on who their friends are. That is such a true statement. If you want to take a good look at what you're like or what someone's like, just look at their friends. I believe that the people that surround us are reflections of us in one way or another. Maybe they're a reflection of like what we love in ourselves. Maybe they're a reflection of what we hate about ourselves. But either way, they're all mirrors to us. Maybe someone in your life is mirroring the fact that you don't feel worthy or enough as a person. And by, you know, keeping this person in your life and by believing them, you're saying to the universe that you don't deserve any better. Do you get anxiety when you see the caller ID of a person on your phone and you start to get like nervous butterflies? And maybe you have to run to the bathroom. Maybe you have to like shit your brains out. I don't know. Do you feel obligated to hang out with someone? And while you're hanging out with them, you feel drained, and afterwards you feel drained? Those are ways that your body is communicating to you what's not working and maybe what is working. Our body, and specifically our belly, our like stomach area, is our communicator. So if you ever want to find out like how you truly feel about something, try and tune in to the space between the bottom of your rib cage to your pelvis, that whole stomach area. Sit quiet and listen to how your stomach is feeling about certain situations. And you'll be surprised that you actually can tell how you're feeling based on how your stomach is feeling. This episode was honestly like a glimpse inside my brain right now. Like a lot of things have just been like circulating in my head. And these are some of them. And I feel like that's what Safe Space is all about. We're just chatting. I'm just like sharing my experiences and my opinions, and I hope you resonate. But with that being said, I think this is where today's episode ends. But I really hope you enjoyed this chat. Let me know what you think in the comments. If you want to expand on any of the ideas I talked about, if you want to give your input, and if you're really enjoying this podcast, please give me a rating on Apple Podcasts. It would mean so much to me. Your viewership and comments and support means so freaking much to me. Because this is like, this podcast is literally who I am. It's not who I am. But this podcast is such a vulnerable look inside like my brain. And this is probably like the closest that anyone can like get to me on the internet. So the fact that you're like watching this and like listening to me is like so intimate and so wonderful. And I'm just so happy you're here. My fun work for you this week is to tune into your belly. Pay attention to how your belly feels. I've been doing a lot of tummy content. If you follow me on Instagram, I do a lot of body positivity on there. Also on TikTok. And I feel like this is kind of like where those two things meet, is like, it's all in the belly. A big, beautiful belly is also an intelligent belly. So if you have a big, beautiful belly, guess what? There's a lot of wisdom in there. So take some time this week to just notice, how does your stomach feel? And then notice, oh, was there something that triggered this feeling in my stomach? And just do a little bit of introspection. Yeah. Okay. I love you guys, and I will see you next week. Mwah.